Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Dwight Mitchell, the piano-playing member of the Mitchell Ruff Duo. Willie Ruff plays French horn and bass, but he's not here. Today we have Dwight Mitchell all to ourselves, demonstrating his technique, touch, feeling, and overall mastery of the piano. And that's not even the half of it, as I well know. And I'm trying to think where I first heard you play.
We met, I can't remember what year this was, but in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yes, yes. You it's remember? A good job you, you were, don't remember
you
the
were,
year.
You were rehearsing one morning at this, wherever this place. I can't remember the
it
place.
And I walked in. And at the top of the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there rehearsing. That's right. And you came in.
Yeah.
And
we met.
And we met, and it was a lovely engagement.
Yes,
because I think I had a trio, and you and Willie, I was just amazed because I'd never heard the sound of the French horn like that, and the bass, and of course the way you play through it all. I mean, world-class chops.
Thank you, Marianne.
Well, it's true. It's true. You know it is. So I don't want to... In fact, I really don't want to waste time talking about it. I would just love to have you play something. Will you play a solo?
Sure.
For our listeners.
Okay, well, I think I'll play Don't Worry About Me.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's great to see you. It's been such a long
time. Thank you, Marianne. It's so long, and you look so great. Really, you do. I'm so happy to see you.
Well, you know, I'm thinking back to when you had the... Weren't you at the Hickory House for a little while with a trio?
For 3 months.
Because I know I heard you a lot, but I didn't know it was 3 months.
3 months. That was one of the hardest jobs I've ever had in my life. I think it was because of the way it was set up. You know, you always played behind the bar.
Oh, sure.
You know, it was like a huge, like I could never touch anybody, you know. It was just, wasn't close enough.
No, well, I was in that place for 10 years, as you know. I think I got used to it. I didn't mind it so much, although there were times when it would get so noisy. Yeah. I don't think I could stand that now. Well, I really do love your playing so much. I'd like to hear you do something that you put on an album years ago. You and Willie Ruff did a Billy Strayhorn album.
Yes.
Which I have at home. And you did Lush Life, which is one of my... all-time Strayhorn favorites. Could you play that one?
I'd love to, Marianne. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. It got better as it went along, like with the, and you know, I know you know the lyrics. They're so sad, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Really sad, and but the way you did that ending, cause some kind of pedaling where you went to the end of the piano and then you came back with just one note. It was so sad. And I'm thinking, in order to do that kind of thing, you must have really studied when you were a kid.
Well, not really. I did study some, but you know, when I started playing the piano as a child, my father just looked at me one day, and there I was sitting at a high chair with a small chair, singing to myself, playing in this chair. So he bought me this old upright piano and moved it in. And my mother was a good musician, and she played the piano and sang quite well. And when my father bought the piano, my mother decided to give me lessons, and I took lessons from her for about 2 years.
Well, when did you actually get into hearing some jazz?
I never heard jazz until I went to the service, really. And I was 17 years old.
And were you stationed here or in?
No, I was stationed in Texas at first. And then finally, where I really got interested in really in music was in Columbus, Ohio, where we were in an all-black base. It was called Lockburn Air Force Base in Columbus, Ohio. And it had, of course, one of the largest bands of all. It was next to the Air Force band. And in that band, there were two jazz bands and one concert band.
Well, is that where you met Willie Ruff?
That's where we met.
Was he in one of those bands?
He was also in one of those bands. And that's where he learned to play the French horn, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. And that's when I taught him to play the bass.
You taught him to play the bass?
Yeah, at Lockburn. You see, when the band went on furlough, they would make me stay to play a radio show. So I needed a bass player. So I taught him to play the bass.
Well, no wonder he turned out to be such a good bass player.
Yeah, he is good.
He is good. He really is good. You know what I was thinking? I have the temerity to suggest that we might do a duet. What do you think?
Okay, I'd love it. Great.
All right.
What do you want to play?
Well, we kind of fiddled around with that tune, which is one of my all-time favorites, For All We Know.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Marion. Why don't you play something for me?
Well,
I'd love to hear you play something.
Actually, this is one I haven't done in a long time, and you probably played tunes by Alec Wilder, don't you? Like, sure. I'll Be Around and those tunes. Well, this is one he wrote for me, and it's called Where Are the Good Companions?
Oh, what a nice
title. Nice title.
Beautiful, Marion. It must be wonderful to have someone like Alec Wilder to write something like that for you.
Well, it was, and nobody ever had, and he kept coming up with these things. He did about 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But his tunes are very funny. They go in strange places. It's sort of hard to memorize.
Yes.
And it would be difficult when he'd be sitting in the club, and I would get very nervous, and he really knew how to make somebody feel nervous. So. But it was fun. I mean, that's one I particularly like. There was several of
them. That's lovely.
So
really lovely.
How about if we try another duet?
Okay.
Everything I Love, isn't that a good tune?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
By the way, I think everybody would like to know that we have our pianos set up very cozily, side by side. Dwight Mitchell is on the right, and I'm on the left, and this next tune is by Cole Porter, Everything I Love. Thank you. that was nice.
It's very nice.
And, you know, it's such fun playing in that key.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Says he with a painful look. No, I did. I really.
It feels nice. It feels very.
It's got sets of a different vibrations.
Yes, it really does.
Well, you know, before we go any further, I think I ought to tell people what all this good conversation and music is about. My guest is Dwight Mitchell. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. I want to ask you, the finish of the story, when you got out of the army, how did you get to join Lionel Hampton's band?
Oh, well, the army, the Air Force is about all of this on. Lionel came to visit our base. He was playing in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio was a big center for music, and especially in theaters. That's when jazz was in the theaters at that time. And he came, and he heard about our jazz band, and he came out to play with us. Just as a soloist. And we were playing, he said to me, when you get out, look me up. You know, that's anything, anybody might say that. And so, sure enough, we were out of the service, and I went to school in Philadelphia, and then I went to Jacksonville, Florida, where my mother lives. And there he was, again, playing at a little place called the Two Spot. I went, and I said hello to him, and he remembered me. You're busy, I want you to go with me. And that's when I got in the Hampton's band.
That's when you joined the band?
That's when I joined the band.
And did Willie go with the band too?
No, Willie was at Yale at the time. And Willie happened to see us on the Ed Sullivan Show. And he called the station and got in touch with me. And I, of course, you know, said, come on, man, let's see whether you can get in the band. And of course he got in. And we stayed in the band for about a year.
And then after that, that's when you
made our duo.
Made your duo. So your duo has been in the works for.
What do you say? Our duo is the only duo that's been together 32 years without personnel change.
You know, that's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, let's hear a tune first. I'm just burning to ask you about the trip to China, but first of all, play one for me.
Okay, I think I'll play something old. I know nothing new.
What's this tune going to be?
What kind of fool am I?
Great.
Okay.
that's wonderful. But yeah. that's a sort of, is it Chopin-esque?
Chopin-esque.
Chopin-esque. I love that word. No, but that's beautiful. I never heard that tune done that way.
Okay. Thank you, Marion.
It's unique.
Well.
I'm burning to ask you about that time that you and Willie first went to Russia. That's the most interesting thing.
Yes, that was in 1959 that we went to Russia, and we were invited to go by the Yale Russian Chorus. And, of course, no jazz was allowed to be played in Russia at that particular time. So we snuck in as singers. So we learned all the sort of Russian folk songs before we left, and we had rehearsals for the chorus. And what they did, once they arrived in Russia, you sang on the streets. Well, I had not known that there were not hardly any black people in Russia at all. And, of course, we would be mobbed. You know, I would be. And the first time we arrived in Moscow, we sang with the chorus. And, of course, I was a star because here I was, the blackest person in the group. And everybody used to follow me around, you know. And I would walk down the streets of Moscow and 500 people would be following me silently. If I stopped, they stopped. They would come up and they want to rub your skin and all this sort of business. So,
could any of them talk English? Did they talk
yes,
to you?
Everybody said, most Russians do speak English.
Did they ask you like what you were doing there and who
yes,
you were?
Yes, and they thought it was propaganda from the United States, and they thought of everything because nobody trusted anybody at that particular time. And of course, you got the feeling that was very tense. We were there, I think, 4 weeks, and it really felt like we had been there 5 months. You know, that's the kind of tension but anyhow, Willie went over to the conservatory to see whether he could arrange a concert for the duo. And they said, well, if you take an audition, we'll let you play.
If you take an audition?
So, yeah, so we went over and we played for the faculty. And they said, okay, you can play. And we played a concert at Tchaikovsky Hall. And it was just fantastic.
Fantastic. God, you've made some unbelievable trips. I mean, you've done some real pioneering things. And then later, you and Willie went to China, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
It was just a few years ago.
Yes.
Weren't you very well received in China?
Yes. Well, we went to the conservatory at Shanghai and asked could we play, and they granted us a play, and we played, and it was really quite interesting. We had one of the Chinese people come up and play a traditional Chinese piece, and, you know, you improvise. And I said, Ruff said, Mr. Mitchell in Chinese would improvise on the piece that he played. And this Chinese guy, very good pianist, came up and played. And of course, I played it after he finished. And they couldn't believe that this was possible. So then we taught one of them to play the blues.
God, it's fascinating. You know, you two people have done such extraordinary things within your career, and you're both still teaching at Yale.
Yes, well, really is teaching at Yale. I'm not.
You did, though, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
You just keep busy. It's great.
Yes, well.
Well, you
grateful
should. Grateful
that we are.
How about another solo? I wish you would do all the things you are.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's terrific.
Thank you.
I'm wondering why you don't make a solo album, or have you?
I'm planning on doing that soon.
You really should, yes, because it would be fantastic.
Well, thank you. I hope to get it done in the next 2 months.
I hope that's going to be on it, that arrangement of all the things you are. That is wonderful. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Of course, I guess it wouldn't be out of place to say that Art Tatum must have been one of your influences years ago.
And talking about pianists, Marion, would you mind playing something for me?
Well, I'd love to. And you were mentioning earlier that thing that I did in Atlanta all those years ago that you liked. And maybe I can have a second try at it. It's called When the World Was Young.
That's what it's called, When the World
Was
Young.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely beautiful.
I haven't thought about that tune for such a long time.
Always play it.
Isn't it funny how things are part of your repertoire and then you don't play them? If you hadn't thought of that, I probably wouldn't have played that for another 10 years.
Well,
but now I think I'll start again
doing it. Playing it. It is a lovely tune.
It's got such lyrics. I think that's, again, mm-hmm. Johnny Mercer lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very, very poignant lyrics. I love that. Anyway, it's such a kick to have you here, but yet it's sort of intimidating, you know, but not so much that I don't enjoy playing with you because it's really an experience.
But it's a happy experience for me, Marion.
Well, I've just loved seeing you, and I hope it's not going to be another 5 years or something like that.
Or more,
yes. But
hopefully.
But it's so nice that
it has been a pleasure.
I want to thank you for coming, and now we'll have a go at Autumn Leaves.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
I know who has the last word in this group. That was terrific. That was terrific.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Dwight Mitchell in a program originally broadcast in 1990. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Andrew Milano. Mastering engineer Bill Sexton. Production assistant Doug Keith. Executive producer William D. Hay. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. To learn more about the artists and music on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for the original production of this episode was provided by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for digital archiving was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.